Yeah, look, we knew they'd be emotional. You know, they really came out of the block strong. I think the first seven possessions they scored on. So we knew that they're coming in and to weather that a little bit. But, you know, we didn't really play to the level we have been playing the last two games anyway. And it was really our second group with Jared, Greg Hire, Sean, Jesse and Tommy. You know, we put those on the end of the third when we were 10 down and really got it back to, you know, it was at 1 point at three-quarter time. And then we just stayed with that group. They were got it going, and obviously Jesse catching fire, and we were good enough to get him plenty of looks.
Sorry, go ahead.
You obviously had the early setback with Casey getting injured there. What's the early prognosis on him there?
Yeah, I don't know right now. We just had a bit of a twinge in his ankle, so it was really at half time whether to go again or rest it up, and the physio said you wanted to pull him out, so we took the medical advice.
It's been a pretty big week for you guys. Obviously, you had that regular midweek, Jermaine set that big level and stuff. Do you feel you're really getting some momentum now? You're at the halfway stage of the season. Is this when you really didn't want to start? Just gradually stepping it up now?
Yeah, without a question. It's, you know, we just reached. You know, aim from that top two position. That's what we really want. We know this is a tough stretch for us. We've got this is the first of five games on the road, so we know what we do on the road is really going to dictate where we finish in the standings. So I think we're playing at a good team basketball. We missed a few opportunities today, but we stayed with it. And sometimes you've got to do that.
Jesse, Jermaine's obviously been red hot, but the beauty of your team is that anybody can get it done. Tonight. So was that the case tonight? When did you feel that, like, I'm feeling it right now?
Yeah, look, I think Trev mentioned it earlier. I think the second group came in. I think Greg Hire had a few massive plays, a few big boards, and one there that really got us going. And I think, you know, in my 7 years in Perth, that's kind of been one of our strengths, is our depth. You know, we don't rely on one guy, and Dollar may go for 40, but the next game it could be someone else, and the next game it could be someone else. So it's a good strength to have, I think.
And was defence just as important in that stretch when you know, I think it was 41-13, you closed them out in the last 13 minutes pretty much?
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, we went to that zone and that obviously worked well, so we stuck with it. But it was limited in one shot, get the ball and then go. And I think we did a great job of limiting them to contested shots, tough shots. And when they did score, we just got in and went down the other end.
You've obviously got probably the greatest Sydney player of them all on your coaching staff now in terms of local players. But any emotion for Matty at all at any stage today, did you notice?
Oh, we had a little bit of a message for Matt during the week, so we just put some highlights. Some of the guys had never seen Matt play before, so he certainly got some highlights and some lowlights to watch during the week. But, you know, Matty's ingrained a part of us now, so it's ironic, isn't it? One of the best players Sydney's produced, a New South Wales boy now, is assistant coach with the Perth Wildcats in the last NBL game. He's here to be a part of. That's just a bit eerie, but it's a great coincidence, and happy that we could share it with him.
What's he bringing to you this year in his role as assistant coach?
Yeah, he brings he's going to be a great coach. You know, he understands really well. His relationship with the players is first class, and he knows the game. You know, and it's he doesn't have to BS around. He's not worried about, you know, I know this and I don't know that, but he's just willing to learn, and he's great feedback to have. He's a steady head, and you know, the guys really respond to him in his one-on-one coaching. It's been probably been the biggest part of you know, just the short time he's been with us.
You'd be happy, obviously, to be top of the table at the midpoint of the season. It's obviously the Breakers are there, right up there as well. Melbourne were the early pace setters. And people are already saying that it might just be the three of you guys and then perhaps another team like in Illawarra or Adelaide. How do you see the league at the halfway stage?
This league is, we say it every year and it's kind of a cliche, it improves every year, but this league is unbelievable. You know, you look the talent out there, and you know, for us, we have to play the teamwork to go to that next level. And we're starting to get it. We're starting to get it in a pressure situation, and that's how we evolve and grow as a team. But look, it's a good place to be at the moment, so we know there's a lot of hard work to go with 13 games to go, and you know, hopefully we're up in the top two at the end of the season.
You hopeful that Casey will be right for the next game?
Yeah, fingers crossed. I don't suspect that he'll be missing any games, but I just don't know. I'll wait for a medical evaluation.
Thank you.